This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The growth of algal blooms in western Lake Erie led to shutting off the drinking water in Toledo in 2014. The blooms could lead to toxins in the water under the right circumstances. Algal blooms are a growing problem in the lake. It's been blamed on excessive fertilizer being applied to farm fields and manure runoff from livestock farms in the Maumee River watershed. The Environment Working Group and the Environmental Law and Policy Center investigated the sources of the nutrients feeding the algal blooms and found the problem is aggravated by many more so-called factory farms. Joining us now is Madeline Fleischer. She's Senior Attorney with Environmental Law and Policy Center. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how big is the Maumee River watershed?
It's pretty big, which is part of the reason the scope of this problem is so large, is it goes all the way from western Lake Erie, reaches even into Indiana. So it's thousands of acres.
Right, and includes part of Michigan, too, as I understand. Your investigation found that there are a lot more factory farms in the region than there were just a few years ago. How many more?
There's been a significant increase, 20, 30, 40% over the last decade. And that's key in part because a lot of these big operations don't have permits because they come in under the number of animals that at which you're required to get a state or a federal permit.
I want to define this whole idea of factory farms, those also confined animal feeding operations. Give me an idea what we're talking about when we say factory farms.
So these are farms that it is not your, you know, 5 cow, 10 pigs, that kind of thing. These have hundreds or even thousands of animals when you're talking about something like poultry. But these permitting requirements don't kick in until pretty high levels.
So they produce a lot of manure, whether we're talking about pigs or chickens or cows. So what happens to that manure and other animal waste that's produced on these farms?
You're correct to call it waste. I think that's the right way to look at it. And the way that most of these operations get rid of this waste is they have some storage on site where they keep it, but ultimately they put it on fields through what's called land application, which is theoretically supposed to be for growing crops, but really it's waste disposal. And you can see that, you know, in terms of some of the rules around specific to manure that aren't necessarily keyed towards how much you actually should be putting on there if you're really trying to grow corn or soybeans or whatever it might be.
So I'm not following you there. The farmers tell me that they put the manure on, they incorporate it into the soil to be a fertilizer. That's exactly what it's supposed to do to help their crops. That fertilizer is the same thing as causing these algal blooms. So what's wrong with that?
Well, we know it's not staying on the fields. Scientific consensus is that about 90% of the phosphorus that's causing these algae outbreaks comes from either commercial fertilizer or manure. And what that really means is you know that, you know, probably during heavy rainstorms, even though it's been put on the field with the idea that it'll be taken up by crops, it's getting washed off. And that's really, you know, something that's getting worse as climate change is causing more of these rainstorms and more severe ones. So it's something where, you know, these may have been practices that worked, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago and were the norm, but they need to be revisited.
Your report says the amount of manure that's produced and applied to farmland in the watershed went up from 3.9 million tons each year to 5.5 million tons. Do we have any idea what percentage of that is actually getting into the Lake Erie, western end of Lake Erie?
More than it should be is really what I can tell you. And part of the problem here and what we're working on through this report and otherwise is getting the states and the federal government to try to figure that out in a more coherent way. The current approach has generally been to sort of throw money at the problem and hope that, you know, that some of these big operations will voluntarily change what they're doing. And we all can see that that's not working because we're still getting the same amount of phosphorus in the lake, same algae outbreaks every summer. And there's a mechanism under the Clean Water Act where you're supposed to, you know, use the information you have, get more data if you need it. And try to figure out where this is coming from and where you actually need to focus your efforts to get reductions, including through some robust regulation.
Now, let me push back a little bit because late last year I talked to the Ohio Farm Bureau and they say voluntary efforts are reducing the problem as evidence that the cyanobacteria toxins have not caused drinking water systems to have to shut down since 2014. Your investigation seems to be coming to a different conclusion. Why is there that disparity?
I think the credit there goes to the drinking water treatment folks. The reason that Toledo's drinking water and others has been protected from the algae outbreaks that are still happening is because they're putting in the monitoring and the treatment they need to deal with the toxins, and that's costing their ratepayers millions upon millions of dollars, with more to come. So that's a back end fix, and it doesn't mean that the front end problem of the pollution is getting any better. And in fact, Ohio EPA's own data shows that there hasn't been a reduction in the amount that's going through the Maumee or otherwise.
You did find that the amount of phosphorus added by chemical fertilizers on the farm field has actually gone down, but the overall phosphorus levels are rising because of these factory farms, these confined animal situations. Why have we seen that change? It sounds like they're making progress in one area while not making progress in another area.
I think those trends don't necessarily have to do with what anyone's been working on to address phosphorus pollution. It's just sort of, I think, where the agricultural economics are driving things. It's folks are raising more swine and more poultry, and apparently they're finding enough money there to make it worth it to build new facilities and to expand. And to us, that means that's exactly the place you want to look to do more to make sure that as these folks are expanding, they're not making the problem exponentially worse.
Well, what can be done to reduce the problem? I mean, if there's a demand for more chicken and more pigs and more cattle, the market forces are pretty strong there. Is there anything that can be done?
It's you got to have a robust set of rules. There are, common sense agricultural practices that you could institute across the board that could really make a dent. One pretty easy example is that the rules for how much manure you can put on a field actually let you put on a fair bit more manure than you could commercial fertilizer. It's got a looser set of rules. So you can put on more manure than any agronomist would tell you actually need to grow crops. And that's something where there's an existing rule about it that just needs to be fixed so that this is really being kept to keep folks honest that you're not just using these fields as really a dumping ground.
Is this something the Ohio, Michigan, or Indiana regulators can do or have the political will to do?
I think it's an open question whether they have the political will. I think, at least in Ohio, where I am, we're seeing some movement. I think Michigan has expressed some interest and has been ahead of Ohio in terms of declaring Western Lake Erie impaired under the Clean Water Act, which gives them some more federal regulatory tools to use. So there's some movement there, but I'm not sure it's moving far enough or fast enough to help really solve the problem.
Madeline Fleischer is senior attorney at the Environmental Law and Policy Center. That organization, along with the Environmental Working Group, identified an increased number of factory farms responsible for manure pollution causing toxic algae blooms in Western Lake Erie. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Glad to be on.